Slack key guitarist, songwriter, and singer Danny Cravalho is the kind of young artist whose goal it is to take a traditional art form and make it new. But it's a tricky pathway to navigate. How much do you take from classic artists without some sacrifice of your own identity? How much of the music can you change without losing its essence? Danny's latest project looks back to his roots as it looks ahead, and the title tells the story. His new CD is called Ke Auho, or A New Life, A New Beginning. Its August 10th release will be accompanied by an HPR concert, and he's with us in our studio. Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
You've decided this time, it sounds like, to push the boundaries of music a little bit.
Yeah. It felt like a good time for me to do that. It came after, a 5-year hiatus from recording, and it was a time when I was learning a lot in my studies at UH about the Hawaiian culture. And, the more I learned, the more I realized that, one of the biggest, one of the most longstanding Hawaiian traditions is innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So, it made sense. And, the more I studied the history of Hawaiian music, the more I realized that it has really been driven by people who are constantly looking, at other contemporary art forms, other contemporary types of music.
And you get this thing with traditional music where you're, if you're a, quote, traditional artist, you might be expected to preserve this sort of museum piece of the past.
Right. And I think, that's valuable.
Yeah.
Because, if nobody preserves the past, then nobody will remember it. But, there's remembering doesn't mean that that's all you replicate.
Well, and there's a little bit of a contradiction in preserving something that was deliberately groundbreaking at the time, right?
Yes. And, I always like to go back to, what my teacher said, which is that, you keep one foot in the tradition and then you explore with the other foot.
Yeah.
That was something that he always reminds me of. And he just reminded me of, the other day when I talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's just something that I tried to live by with this CD, because there are elements of everything I've learned in traditional slacky, but
you've got a really strong grounding in traditional slacky.
Yeah, it's all I studied for a good part of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But what I tried to do in this project was, take that foundation and see what types of newer sounds I could create with it. And I looked to a lot of my other inspirations as well. John Osorio appears on a couple of tracks on the album. He's been, he's been an inspiration to me, since I first heard him on the radio, when I was 2.
Mm-hmm.
I also looked to other Hawaiian musicians like the Makaha Sons and the Peter Moon Band. And then I also looked outside of Hawaii too. I mentioned on a previous show, I'm a very active hip hop listener. I'm also, I've begun to explore some reggae as well. And
it's kind of inevitable that that's going to creep into your music, right?
Yeah, well, it's inevitable, but even more so, to me, it's like, those are genres of music that Hawaiians listen to anyway.
Yeah.
And, what better way to try to, bring the two worlds together? Because I think that there's valuable perspectives in all of the music. And there are very brilliant pieces of art found in each genre. So I just tried to take the best from everything.
And since your audience listens to that anyway, it's not going to be completely jarring for you to go in that direction, right?
Yes. So, I took a little bit from that, but I took a lot from classical as well. I took some from jazz.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working with a cellist on the album.
Yeah, I saw that. You play some electric guitar as well.
And I did play some electric guitar, yes. That was on the more reggae inspired track.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm very excited about it though. It's a lot of new sounds for Hawaiian music, and I'm excited to get it out there, definitely.
Well, Danny, why don't you play something that sort of reflects that little bit of that new direction, can you?
Okay. Actually, let me retune my guitar if I'm going to do that.
Sure. So what tuning are you going into? I mean, there.
Right. So this one actually is.
And this is the actual slacking of the keys we're hearing.
Yeah.
Now.
Well, I'm actually tightening it now, but. But.
But that's the term. It's about tuning the guitar.
It's about tuning the guitar. And I use a lot of these, but this one actually isn't used too often. But it was used on a couple of songs by Gabby Pahinui.
What is it?
It's an F major 7 chord.
Nice.
And Gabby made it nice and easy for all of us when, you know, at the beginning of each recording on his album, he went... And then he said the name of the song.
Yeah.
And then he always said take one. So even if it was take 20, he said take one.
You could tune to it, is that right?
Yeah. And he
did. That's a real pretty jazzy chord just played by itself.
It is. It is.
It's beautiful.
So I took that tuning that he used for Aloha Oi, and then I used it for my own interpretation of Antonio Carlos Jobim's Girl from Ipanema.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So cool. You know, and the beauty of that tuning for that tune, Danny, is that it's in that key. So when you return to the open chord at the bottom of the guitar, that's you're kind of coming home to the ending chord of the song.
Yeah, and to me, the only challenge was figuring out the rest of the chords to the song.
Well, yeah, but it does get a little, especially the bridge gets a little tricky, right?
Yeah, it was. I actually had to. I had to choose my guitar carefully for the recording based on what I could really like. What I could do again and again without getting sore hands. So.
Sure. But that's a good example of how you adapt something to the slack key.
Right,
you had the bass line bouncing along and kind
Yes. And it works nicely with the samba rhythm, and it's, you know. So it's stuff like that. And I also did a lot of full band work.
Well.
Yeah, on the album.
We'll look forward to hearing some more of that at your concert the weekend after this coming weekend, August 10th, yeah?
Yes.
Great. Danny, thanks for coming on the show. And Danny Carvalho will perform songs from his new CD, Ke Ao Ho, or A New Life, A New Beginning, Saturday, August 10th in our Atherton studio. And you can get ticket information on our HPR2.org website.
Paina ola loka ola na elea moi ke ala Tuvalea e kaho mana ono na li kaulana